Chapter 96. It was a Sunday, and that meant Celeste was able to come to Ron's apartment. They almost had a routine now. First they had sex like horny rabbits, then they luxuriated in each other over Chinese food. "Where do you want to live?" said Ron. "Where do you want to live?" said Celeste. "My mother is willing to ask her tenants to leave, and the amount of money that she wants for the apartment is ridiculously low." "Do you think we can do that?"
"I don't know, but I do know that Glen Ridge has a great school system and that Angel would get a great education."
"That's a couple years away, Ron. Sometimes I think you forget how young she is."
"We don't have to live there, but it's safe, and we would have support."
He kissed her bare nipples, and she shivered. Lips on lips. They were fantastic kissers. Ron slid his hand down her back, and she felt a spreading warmth. He was letting her know that he would be ready again soon. He was asking a lot, and he didn't understand the ways that women dealt with each other. It was Marjorie's house, and if Celeste had learned anything, it was that Marjorie didn't give up what she thought was hers without a struggle.
"We played against a really good team yesterday," said Ron.
Celeste asked, "How are your classes?"
"I made a mistake," said Ron.
"A bad one?"
"Yeah," Ron shook his head back and forth.
"I told them that Walt Whitman was homosexual. Now that's all they think about and see."
"Why did you tell them that?"
"It's the truth. That's the deal that I make with them. I always tell them the truth, as much of the truth as I can."
"What will you do now?"
"I'm going to downplay it and try one more time with Crossing Brooklyn Ferry. It's a great poem."
Celeste stroked his eyebrows.
"Then what?"
"Depends on how it goes. If they can't get past it, I have to move on."
"To what?"
"I'm not sure. I should do Emily Dickinson. I never seem to arouse much enthusiasm for her."
"Why do you think they don't like her?"
"I'm really not sure. But what I have come to learn is that if I'm not enthusiastic about a writer, my students will never like the writer. And I think my lack of enthusiasm for her shows through."
"So, if you like the writer and communicate that to the students, they like the writer?"
Ron laughed and cracked open a fortune cookie.
"I wish it was that easy. I've been teaching the Odyssey for years. I always say it's a great poem that is the foundation for almost everything that came after it. It and the Iliad. It's hit or miss. Some years the students love it, and other years they don't care for it at all, find it boring."
"Maybe they weren't ready for it," said Celeste.
Ron asked, "Did you like it?"
Celeste blushed.
"I never read the whole thing."
"Why?"
"I didn't like it," she said, laughing. Ron read her his fortune cookie. "Nothing good ever comes easy." He looked into her deep brown eyes. "Do you believe that?"
Celeste thought for a long moment, and they each chewed half of the cookie.
"I think that it's true for some people, and not for others."
"Do you ever see the movie The Way We Were?"
"I don't think so.
Who's in it?"
"Barbara Streisand and Robert Redford."
"I like both of them."
"You'd like the movie, too. I'll look to see if it ever comes on TV."
"Anyway, for him, things came easy, and for her, nothing came easy. I think it depends on what kind of people we are."
Ron laughed. "We are definitely the kind that things don't come easy for. Let's play a game.
Celeste grinned that smile that just melted him because of the way it spread across her face and showed her enthusiasm. She snuggled down against his chest. His skin was very smooth and his muscles hard. She listened to his heart beating. Ron said, "Okay, you have to answer fast, without thinking." "I'll try." "Favorite offer, James Michener." "Favorite songwriter, John Lennon." They each felt a pang. It was still fresh for both of them. "Yeah," said Ron, "I can understand that." "Why Michener?" "He takes me to places that I have never been. I can go back to those places each time I read the same book. I must have read Hawaii 6 or 7 times, and now it's like an old friend." "I never read anything of his. He's never taught in the schools, and he was never on any syllabus for any college courses that I took." In Ron's mind, that meant he wasn't good enough to be on those lists. But he didn't tell her that just then. Celeste said, "My turn." "Favorite author?" Ron laughed. "I don't know." Celeste mock pouted. "You made me just say the first thing I thought. You're right. F. Scott Fitzgerald. Songwriter, Bob Dylan. Favorite movie? I think that I'd have to say The Godfather. But it used to be The Hustler, and when I was younger, it was The Young Philadelphians." "I don't know that one," said Celeste. "Paul Newman," said Ron. "He's in The Hustler, too, isn't he?" "Yes, he plays Fast Eddie Filson." "So he's your favorite actor?" Ron laughed again. She could hear the laugh rumble inside of him, and it echoed in her ear. "Maybe, but I really like Humphrey Bogart." The game went on until it grew dark. They talked about food, clothes, flavors, times of the year, holidays, and heroes. They did not mention sports. "Do you have a favorite way to make love?" said Ron. Celeste reached down and squeezed him in her hand. "With you."